Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so glorious to be coming away once again this morning, and I believe you had a wonderful sleep today. Well, I have some few things to share with you in the Bible, which I believe will really bless you. And today I'm also sharing on the prayers of the Spirit, the prayers of the Spirit, and I believe it's going to be a real blessing to you. Hallelujah. And today I want us to start from Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 17. He says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer. You know, so that's what God admonishes us. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So he's saying we should pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So there are prayers that we must pray for all saints. You see, then it says, and for me, so there are prayers we must also pray for ministers, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Hallelujah. It says, pray for me. You see, that utterance may be given unto me. Sometimes when we say, oh, pray for the ministers of God, people think they have to pray in a certain way. They have to pray that they will not fall. But the Bible shows us exactly what to pray for ministers. It says, pray for us that utterance may be given unto me. Utterance may be given unto me. That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Okay? Pray that we will get to make the gospel known boldly. Utterance may be granted that we will speak as we are supposed to. You see, because sometimes there are situations that prevent the minister of God from preaching and speaking as he's supposed to. Sometimes circumstances in his own life and circumstances in the country in which he is prevent him from speaking and preaching as he's supposed to. But it's not supposed to be like that. God wants the ministers of God to be able to have utterance, you see, to speak boldly as they ought. Hallelujah. He says, for which I am an ambassador, verse 20, in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Hallelujah. So you pray for boldness in utterance. Very, very important for your pastor, for ministers of the gospel all around the world. Now, when you turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, Paul makes a request, a prayer request from the people that pray for us. But he tells them, he gives them exactly what to pray for. And says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified as it is with you. He says, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. Pray that the word of God which you are hearing will have free course. It will to get into people's lives and be glorified in people's lives just as you have received it and is being glorified in you. Hallelujah. The Amplified says that it may speed on. You see, it may speed on and be glorified amongst all them that hear it. Then in verse 2 he says, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. We may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. There are people who don't like what is being preached. They don't like the gospel that is being preached, and will do anything, will stop at nothing to hurt ministers of the gospel. Just 2 days ago, I saw a picture of someone, a minister of God in a certain country in Iraq, who had been hanged by some of these militant groups. You see, they are people who are unreasonable and wicked men. Hallelujah. Then it says, for all men have not faith. This is what you have to pray for ministers. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 15. This was a prayer that Paul prayed, but it's actually the prayer of the Spirit for you and I. It says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Now, so he's writing to people who have received faith, okay, in the Lord Jesus and love all the saints. It says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. It says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ Jesus, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. This is the prayer of the Spirit for you and I. But today I want you to pray for ministers all around the world, and pray that they may be kept safe, that the word of God will be spoken, they will speak the word of God with boldness and with confidence. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.